Title: Voltage Ableton Lev 12 Amen Style Call and Response Riff Blueprint with DJ-Friendly Structure. Welcome. In this lesson, you'll build a practical, DJ-friendly Amen Style Call and Response Riff using Voltage in Ableton Lev 12. We'll design a two-voice voltage instrument rack, program a rhythmic two-bar call and response that cycles every four bars, add an effects chain and macros for live control, and export loop-ready stems you can drop into a DJ set. Work at a drum and bass tempo, around 170 to 175 BPM, and name your tracks clearly. Voltage Riff Call, Voltage Riff Response, Voltage Riff Group. Lesson overview first, we'll create a voltage instrument rack with two layered chains, call and response. The call handles low and mid, a punchy pluck. The response is a higher, percussive stab. Next we'll program a four-bar MIDI blueprint, bars 1-2 for call, bars 3-4 for response, and apply subtle amen-like groove and velocity variation. Then we'll build a track-level effects chain with EQ, saturator, compression and send returns for delay and reverb. Finally, we'll map macros for DJ control and render export-ready stems. What you will build a voltage instrument rack with two chains, call low, punchy and response high, percussive. A 4-bar call and response MIDI pattern that can be looped into 8 and 16-bar DJ-friendly loops. An effects chain using stock Live devices, plus sends for delay and reverb, macros for cutoff, response level, drive, delay send and mono sub control, export-ready stems, full wet, dry, and useful variations for mixing. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Create the instrument rack and voltage voices. 1. Create a new MIDI track and drag voltage onto it. Rename the track Voltage Riff. 2. Right-click Voltage and choose Group to create an instrument rack. This gives you layered chains and macros. 3. Duplicate the voltage device inside the rack so you have two chains. Call chain 1 call and chain 2 response. For now, leave both chains responding to the same MIDI range. B. Patch design. Call voice chain 1-4. On the first voltage instance, set oscillator 1 to a saw wave and oscillator 2 to a square or pulse with slight attune of a few cents for body. 5. Balance the mixer so the saw is primary. The square adds thickness. Use a low-pass 24 dB filter and set cutoff around 800 to 1200 Hz. Add modest resonance around 10 to 20% for character. 6. Set the amp envelope to be plucky. Attack 0.5 ms. Decay 100-250 ms. Sustain near 0.20%. Release 50-100 ms. Add a small positive filter envelope to emphasize the attack. 7. Use a tiny amount of unison, two voices, low detune, in the instrument rack. Map the voltage filter cutoff to macro 1, and map output volume or a chain selector to macro 2. C. Patch design. Response voice chain 2-8. On the second voltage, choose richer harmonic waveforms, square or PWM, and mix in a low level of noise to add high-frequency snap. 9. Use a bandpass or high-pass with resonance to emphasize mid-slash-high transients. Amp envelope should be very short. Attack 0-2 ms. Decay 3120 ms. Sustain 0%. Release 30-80 ms for a tight stab. 10. Add a fast, subtle LFO modulating pitch or filter to create a small pitch dip on the attack for extra character. Map the response cutoff to macro 3 and a saturation slash drive control to macro 4. High pass the response above 120-180 Hz to protect the sub. D. Global effects chain track level or rack output 11. After the instrument rack, add, in order, EQ 8, saturator, compressor, and utility. EQ 8, high pass around 40-60 Hz to protect the sub, and any gentle cuts where needed. Saturator, drive around 2-4 dB, soft sine or analog clip. Trim output to match level. Compressor glue or compressor, light glue with fast attack, medium release. Utility, for width control. Map width to macro 5 so you can mono the sub on the fly. 12. Create two return tracks, one reverb with a short plate decay for tight ambience, and one delay sync to 1/16 or dotted 1/8 for rhythmic echoes. Keep send levels low so ambience supports rhythm without washing it. E. Program the Amen style call and response riff 13. Create a 4-bar MIDI clip quantase to 1/16 or 1/32 if you want very tight rhythms. 14. Bars 1 and 2. The call motif, use low to mid register notes, root and small intervals like fifths or octaves. Make notes short and plucky to mirror snare hits and offbeat accents. Focus on rhythm rather than melody. Keep the two-bar phrase simple so it loops cleanly. 15. Bars 3 and 4, the response motif, Use high register stabs and percussive hits. Consider tripletish jabs and tighter timing. The response should answer the call. When call is busy, response leaves space and vice versa. 16. Arrange the clip as a call then B response. Duplicate to create 8 and 16 bar loops. DJs can easily loop any 4, 8, or 16 bar chunk. F. Groove and rhythmic amen energy 17. Study the amen breaks accents and flams. Use the groove pool to add a subtle extracted groove, timing around 10-20% and 20-70-90%, so the riff breathes with the breaks push-pull feel. 18. Add small velocity variations across repeated notes, randomizing within a narrow range to avoid mechanical repetition. G. DJ-friendly structure and live control. 19. Map your macros clearly. Macro 1. Low-pass cutoff. Macro 2. Response volume or chain selector for response-only state. Macro 3. Response cutoff or brightness. Macro 4. Saturation slash drive or delay send amount. Macro 5. Width slash mono sub toggle. Map macro 1-3 to a MIDI controller if you have one for tactile performance. 20. Create 4 useful loopable states. Full. Both call and response active. Full bandwidth. Filtered. Cutoff closed for build-ups. Response only. Mute call for validation. Dry. No FX sends for straightforward mixing. 21. To export stems, duplicate the track and disable FX on one duplicate for a dry stem. Route sends properly, then resample or freeze and flatten. And export audio files named with bar length and BPM, e.g., Riff Full 16B174BPM.wav. H. Make it mix friendly with drums 22. Add sidechain compression after saturator with a kick trigger to make the riff sit with the drums. Use a relatively short release so the ducking is rhythmic rather than bloated. 23. Use EQ8 to notch conflicts in the snare region if required and keep response high pass to keep the sub clean. Map a high pass macro if you want instant cuts. Common mistakes to avoid making call and response melodically identical. They should complement rhythmically and spectrally. Call covers low slash mid. Response lives in mid slash high, letting response carry too much low frequency energy. This muddies kick and bass. High pass response above 120-180 Hz. Overusing unison or heavy detune in low octaves. This causes phase issues. Keep unison minimal in subs. Not mapping macros. Without them, the riff is hard to control in a DJ set. Not providing dry stems. DJs need dry loops to layer effectively. Overcompressing and killing transient punch. Preserve attack to retain rhythmic energy. Pro tips and practical sound design details. Save the instrument rack preset with labeled macros. Cutoff, response, drive, delay send, mono sub. Frequency quick reference. Call 8800 HE focus. Boost around 120-250 Hz for body but tame 1-2K Hz. Response, HBF 120-180 Hz. Presence 1.56 Kz. Tame 3-5 Kz if brittle. Envelope starting points. Call amp as 0-5 ms, D 120-220 ms, S 0-10%, R 50-120 ms. Response amp a 0-2 ms, D 30-120 ms, S 0%, R 30-80 ms. Unison. Two voices, detune 6 cents. If phasing appears, lower it to 1-2 cents or disable. LFO. Sync at 1/16, 1/8 for rhythmic movement. Or fast 5-10 Hz for a subtle pitch dip on response attack. Heap depth low. Groove pull says to try. Timing 12-25%. Velocity 10-25%. Random 5-10%. Apply subtly. Multi-parameter macros. Map cutoff to filter cutoff and to reduce reverb send or filter envelope depth so closing the macro, both dulls and shortens tails. For resampling performance stems, record the loop while performing macro moves to capture live sweeps. Mixing, stereo and phase management, check mono compatibility with utility width 0% before exporting. If low end collapses, reduce unison slash detune or invert phase on a chain. Solo chains to find cancellation. Use transient shaping or a short attack compressor to enhance response snap without raising level. Keep reverb and delay returns EQ'd. High pass around 300-500 Hz and low pass around 5-8 Kz to keep clarity. Export and DJ ready workflow. Export stems. Riff full. Riff dry. Riff sub. Riff response. Include one bar of silence before and after for clean cueing. Name files with BPM, key slash root, and length and normalize peaks to around -6 dB for safe gain staging. Provide 4, 8, and 16 bar variations and a minimal sub-only loop for DJs to mix or layer. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes 1. Open a new live set at 174 BPM. 2. Build the voltage instrument rack with two chains, call and response. 3. Program a 4-bar MIDI clip. Bars 1-2 call low plucks, bars 3-4 response high stabs. 4. Apply an amen-derived groove subtly from the groove pool. 5. Map 3 key macros, cutoff, response level, and mono sub. Automate cutoff to sweep across bars 8-12. 6. Export 2 8-bar stems, dry and wet, named clearly. Goal: have a loopable 8-bar riff with usable macros and two stems ready for DJ mixing. Recap: you've built a voltage-based amen-style call-and-response riff, an instrument rack with two voltage voices, a 4-bar call-slash-response MIDI blueprint, stuck device effects, subtle groove to capture amen energy, mapped macros for live control, and export-ready stems. Remember, keep the call low and plucky, the response higher and percussive, protect the sub, and expose fast macros so the riff is playable in a DJ booth. Final quick checklist before you finish: check mono compatibility. Keep stems normalized to a safe peak, include pre-roll and tail. Label everything with BPM, key, and bar length. Save your instrument rack preset as voltage amen riff DJ for reuse. That's it. Build the patch, program the pattern, map your macros, and export your stems. Have fun making it yours and testing how it sits with drums in a DJ mix.